Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin, and I am your Marketplace Apostle. I'd like to welcome you all here this morning to Waves of Glory. We are coming to you live from the studios at blogtalkradio.com. This is an amazing time in the presence of the Lord, for we are gearing up for you know what, the Women's Leadership Empowerment Summit that's going to be hosted here in Fayetteville, North Carolina. The Spirit of the Lord is moving in our midst. Already He is speaking a word. Already He is working a work. He's not waiting for February 26th, 27th. He's not on anybody's calendar. God is moving by His Spirit today, right now, right here. Amen and amen. We're delighted to have you back with us as we are doing our series on the Day of the Woman. As I was in prayer, the Lord showed to me a scripture, a vision of what was happening in the Valley of Dry Bones with the prophet Ezekiel. So therefore, we are going to be going to that scripture today to just talk about it briefly because we're only going to be here a few moments. But what Ezekiel saw in the Spirit, God equated to the natural. So we'll look at what that means for women in ministry and those of you who are coming to the Leadership Summit and those of you who need to be here. And you know you need to be here, but for some reason you are thinking of how you can escape being in the summit. Anyway, in Ezekiel chapter 37, it shows us a picture of what can happen when a people lose touch with their God. Ezekiel saw a huge valley of dead men's bones, dry and parched and most likely bleached by the sun. There was no life in them, and it all seemed hopeless. But God, hallelujah, but God gave Ezekiel a divine strategy for restoration and reparation. This same strategy is going to work for us in the kingdom today, and especially in Fayetteville, North Carolina, where the word of the Lord is coming forth for the daughters of his kingdom. I'm going to go now over to Ezekiel chapter 37, and we're going to read that together, and then we'll just talk about you for a few moments. In Ezekiel 37, verse 1, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said to me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinners upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then he said unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Now, this is the first part of what's happening in Fayetteville, North Carolina. God sees you where you are. He knows that you are laying down in the valley of bones. He knows that your spirit is dried up. Glory be to God. You may even feel like there is no hope left. When I see these bones laying in the valley, there is no way that I would have been able to say to God, oh, Lord, you know whether or not bones can live. I mean, in order for them to have decayed to the point where we're looking at bones and bones only, in our natural mind, we assume that they cannot live again. We assume that something is final. We assume that devastation that is coming to your life is final. We assume that where you are today is where your destiny is. But in the realm of the spirit, we see the Lord speaking to his prophet Ezekiel, and he's saying, since you answered correctly, I do know, and I want you to prophesy to the bones. Glory be to God. Now, can you imagine your own self in the place of the prophet? You're looking over a field of bones, and you hear the word of the Lord say, prophesy to these bones. Glory be to God. And you have two choices, fight to the bones, or you can say, God, this is crazy. I'm not going to be doing that. I don't want to look stupid standing out here in the field looking around and shouting at these bones. But Ezekiel chose the best part, for he says that he was caught up in the spirit, and God himself took him to this particular field. And so now, because we're in the realm of the spirit, God wants us caught up in the spirit, ladies, women in ministry, women who lead, hikashata. Woo! Get up in the realm of the spirit. Get in the spirit and see what God is saying. Because when you get there, you're going to hear the voice of the Lord like he spoke to Ezekiel, saying, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you and you shall live. And I will lay sinners upon you and will bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord. And so this is the message that I prophesy to you over the airways today, to you women in ministry, to you women who lead, to you emerging leaders, to you who are discouraged in the Lord. Hallelujah. I say the Lord will say unto you, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinners upon you and will bring up flesh on you and cover you with skin and shall breathe in you, and you shall live and know that I am the Lord. So Ezekiel said, I prophesied just like I was commanded, just like I just did to you. I prophesied to you just as I was commanded. For God has called me to this region to pull his daughters up out of the valley of dry bones and cause us to stand up an exceeding great army. So he prophesied and heard a noise. Behold, a shaking. Glory be to God. And as I was in prayer this morning, I could hear the rattling of bones. He korosutoro. I can hear the rattling of bones as they begin to shake and move, as they begin to tremble and begin to snap back together. When you think about maybe one arm was way across the way and a foot was further away than that and the kneecap wasn't quite close where it should be, but by the grace of God, every bone began to come together. And I don't know if you've heard a skeleton rattling before, but that's a sound that I don't want to hear. But just think, in the valley of dry bones, not one skeleton was rattling, but hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. In this place, there are hundreds of dried up men and women of God. This month, we are going to be ministering to those who are dry, in dry places, who need a refreshing from God, who just feel like all hope is lost, all seem like maybe the vision God gave you just won't come to pass. I'm here to tell you that I hear the sound of a shaking and the rattling of bones together, and the bones are coming together bone to bone. And then I'm looking and I'm seeing in the realm of the spirit, the sinews and the flesh is coming up on your bones. And then the skin is covering them. But yet, Ezekiel said there was no breath in him. He saw the first part of the word God gave him come to pass. And maybe that's you out there today, that God spoke a word concerning you. He spoke a word concerning your ministry. He spoke a word concerning your life, your family, your finances. And you begin to see the move of God in it. And then there somehow there was a stalemate and a stall, and you weren't seeing the fullness of the vision. You weren't seeing the fullness of the promise of God. You weren't seeing the fullness of the word prophesied. Glory. But there is a next step in God, and he's coming back to the prophet one more time, and Ezekiel's laying there, and he's standing there watching these people laying in the field. They look alive, but there's no breath in them. They look like they're okay, but there's no life in them. They're not even going through the motion. They're just being still, saying, I'm just going to be still and know that he is God. But in actuality, there's no life left in those bodies. Glory be to God. So God comes again to the prophet and said, now, I want you to prophesy to the wind. Hashaba. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind. Now, this is a supernatural move here. Thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live. Lord, have mercy. This to understand that those slain had been a great army that were in a great battle, but the enemy overcame them and killed them on the field. But oh, be unto God, glory be unto God. What the enemy meant for evil, God getting ready to turn it for your good. And though you may be among one of the slain that's laying in the valley of bones right now, I'm here to prophesy to you today and to prophesy to the four winds and say, come from the four winds, come from the four directions of the earth. Let the breath of God breathe upon these slain that they may live. I prophesied as he commanded me. And Ezekiel said, and then the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up on their feet, an exceeding great army. I want you to know this morning that where you are today is not where you will be at the end of February. When we get to February 29, God said he's going to cause a quantum leap. This is a leap year, and God's going to manifest that in the realm of the supernatural. You're going to leap accelerated into your destiny. I pray for you today that you hear the voice of the Lord. I pray you hear the Spirit of God. I pray you would mount up in the realm of the Spirit and begin to see what God wants you to do. I pray that you are one of those 100 that he is calling to the city of Fayetteville on February 26th and 27th. I pray that the will of God be manifest in your life. Then God began to explain the vision. And here he says to his son Ezekiel, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. And I want to say to you out there today, these bones represent the whole city of Fayetteville. Behold, they say, our bones are dried and our hope is lost and we are cut off for our parts. Therefore, prophesy to them. And this is the word of the Lord to me, to prophesy over my city, to prophesy over the women of God in this city, to prophesy to our women who lead and those who are emerging as leaders, so that like us, none of them will be crushed and killed in the valley, to lay there, to sit there, to stay there until their bones be dried and turned to dust. He gave me this word to prophesy to the women of God in Fayetteville. Behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of that grave and bring you into the land of Israel, which is the land of promise. And you shall know, glory be to God, that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I shall place in your own land. Praise you in your own land. Then shall you know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. This is the word of the Lord to you, women of God. This is the word of the Lord to you, emerging leaders. This is the word of the Lord to those of you women with a vision. God is saying that he's going to pour out his spirit once again. And I cannot tell you enough how you must make your way to Fayetteville, 26th and 27th of February. On Friday night, we're going to allow the ram's horn to be blown, and that sound of the ram's horn is going to be a signal God where we are, signals, God, that we are ready. Signals to God that we are standing and we are ready to receive. And then he's going to come like a rushing mighty wind and fill all the house where we are sitting so that we are one in the spirit. We are going to be united by the spirit of the living God. And then he'll organize us and then he'll mobilize us. This is the hour and this is the season for divine connection, bone to bone. In Jesus' name, I call you forth from the four winds now and I say unto you, come to Fayetteville, North Carolina, February 26th and 27th. We bless you now with the blessing of the Lord. This is Apostle Ingrid Melvin. I want you to know that I'm going to be on the platform to speak, and Evangelist Tangela Diggs is going to be there. But let me tell you something. We are not moved by a program. We are moved by the Spirit of God. So you just be there. You don't know, you might be the mystery one on the platform this time. We thank God for you, and we bless you now. We pray the will of the Father in your life today and every day. Father, we thank you now in Jesus' name for the Women's Leadership Empowerment Summit. Go over to www.yourmarketplaceapostle.com and click on the Leadership Summit tab. That's www.yourmarketplaceapostle.com and click on Leadership Summit and get your registration done now. Don't wait to the last minute, and we are not taking registrations at the door. Don't be that last minute crowd. Don't be that person, because the door is going to be shut and you won't be able to get in, just like with Noah and the ark. So do it, and do it today. God bless you. Have a wonderful week.